The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Justin! I love you!
I love you too!
Go to the fucking gym.
What a sport!
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat-tivism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat-phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me!
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Thwol Narmath.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testicles. Ooh, welcome everyone to episode 2800 and 66 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swole cast, beer cast, broadcast, game cast, man cast, pimp cast, sleeves cast, and sleigh cast in Zech Realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beeshes, booshes, busses, hustles, and yo hoes? It's your boy Papa Swolio back with another episode. In today's episode, the Bees Cast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everstain K2, flexing on all you beach.
It's a fucking Catalina wine mixer.
It's a fucking Catalina wine mixer.
All right, fam, welcome to Accountability Monday. We got some awesome Swole fam posts to go through. We send out a Swole text every single Sunday asking the Swole fam what they are working on, what are you promising to yourself, but also, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to do it? So we have a couple conversation exchanges because a bunch of people responded with the vague bullshit that I hate, that I detest. So I made sure to press a little bit harder. So make sure you get specific with these responses, and we got some good answers, and of course we're going to go through. But it's a good lesson to be learned because a lot of times people say they're going to work on something, they're going to do something, but they're vague about it, and they don't actually have something actionable to do. So of course they're not going to be successful because they have no way to gauge it, and they have nothing that they are planning in order to execute on those things. So make sure you're getting specific with how you are going to work on the thing that you are promising to yourself. All right, so again, make sure you hit the thumbs up button. Show streamed every single day on Rumble. Rumble is the only place where you will get access to the full episodes during the week. The Balls Deep portions of the show will no longer or have not been on YouTube, but we are streaming a little bit on YouTube again, just to remind people that we are exclusively on Rumble. So make sure you follow over there. And if you're missing the streams, that's because you don't listen and you haven't gone over to Rumble and subscribe to the show where you get your notifications and where we are live every day. So make sure rumble.com/thedailyswole if you want to catch the full episodes. And of course, you can watch and listen and leave a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcast, where the podcast has always been seamlessly. So go check that out. Also, let's get into today's episode. Let's bust a nut open, summon the Falcon, get today's party started. Are you fucking ready, beaches? Falcon. Oh yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Okie dokie. Hashtag SwoleFam for a chance to win today's Swole card. Hashtag SwoleFam for a chance to win today's Swole card. Remember, if you want to join the fam, SwoleNormousX.com. This week, we're going to get into the new releases. We're going to get into the announcements. But we do have a SwoleFam event this Thursday. So make sure that you are ready for that. We'll announce that in just a little bit. Again, make sure you hit the thumbs up button. No matter where you're watching, the heart button, the thumbs up button, make sure you like the show and share it with your friends, because this is the best way to start the week is with the Swole Fam. So every single Monday, 12 noon, we started doing these shows more publicly because I want people to understand how important it is to set those habits, to see how amazing the Swole Fam is and how the Swole Fam goes about executing those promises that we make every single Sunday and Monday. But of course, no one's perfect. So it's a great reminder, even to those people that are in the Swole Fam, that when you hold yourself accountable, you have to be specific, because what you're doing is, when you're holding yourself accountable during Accountability Monday, is you are making that promise to yourself, but you are sharing it with other people. You're sharing it with your community. You're sharing it with your peers, but it's still with yourself. Okay, this is your integrity. What do you do when you promise yourself something? Do you trust yourself? Because if you don't trust your words, if you say you're going to do something and you don't do it, you don't even trust your own voice inside your head. So how can you trust that voice when the going gets tough, when you have really serious, and these are serious, every decision you're making is serious, but when you have actual life events and you can't trust that voice inside your head, you can't depend on yourself. This is really what that means. If you say you're going to do something, you don't do it, you're losing integrity with yourself. You don't trust yourself. You don't trust that voice. You tell yourself things that you don't do. So it pretty much detaches you from reality, because you just say things that aren't true. You say things that don't exist. The words in your head aren't truthful. And it's a terrible, terrible virus that will plague you the rest of your life. So just make sure that you are sticking to it. This is why when we have these episodes on Mondays, that you shouldn't say, I'm doing 10 things. You don't have to promise yourself 10 fucking things. It doesn't have to be to lose 100 pounds. It just needs to be something small. Start small, because then you can follow through with those habits, follow through with those promises. Keep it small, be successful, and then stack another one the next week. That's all it is. Because by the time you get this one, it's already going to be next week. It goes fast. So the smaller you start, the easier you could stack these things and then, build up from there. All right, let's get into the first post.
What's in the box?
All right, so I asked, every single person, but this is a conversation with Brett. What are you promising yourself to work on this week, and how are you going to execute that? That's the text message that I blasted out to the Swole Fam on Sunday. Brett says, consistency again, meal prepping, finish for the week. So I said, get specific. What does that mean? And then Brett responded, making sure I do not eat out, making sure I get those active recovery trainings in. That has been my biggest downfall in the past few months. Work duties have increased, reducing time for those essential activities. That is why you haven't seen me on the Mancast in months. Okay, not really what I meant by specific. That's really the reason behind it, which is irrelevant for me. I want you. That's for you. That's for Brett to know, like the reason why. Okay, those are excuses. Make sure you don't eat out. So this week, Brett's not going to eat out once. Again, making sure I do not eat out. That's still vague. So I'm just helping. And this is, pat on the back for Brett. I appreciate the responses. But let's make sure that what's the action you're going to take? Making sure I do not eat out. So no eating out this week. And making sure I get those active recovery trainings in. What does that mean? Is that a yoga class? Is that a Swoga class? Is that a 60-minute yoga, 30-minute yoga, Swollen 7 mobility? When are you doing that? When is that going to be done? So again, is this going to be successful? I don't know. Brett can still turn that around. So remember, when you're setting these things, how are you going to do it? What does it mean to get those active recovery trainings in? 3 times a week? What would be successful for you? Is it 7 days a week, a Swollen 7 every day? Is it on your off days from intense training? You're doing a Swolga class. What does that mean? Okay. So make sure you're still getting specific. Again, what is that going to look like? What do you have to do? I don't know how I can ask the question. I didn't realize how pervasive this was when we first started, but it's all the time. What are you doing? Like, what are you going to do? What does that mean? What does that mean? How is that going to happen? What does that look like? At the end of the week, I was successful. So what did that look like, right? Think about that. What is success at the end of the week? What is something that you want to have done? How would you have done that? And then do that. Sir Bear PC, I have signed up for Swole Text, but I don't get them. Impossible. If you are in the US or Canada, you will get them. So sign up again. Everyone gets their Swole Text, so maybe check your service provider or something like that. But if you sign up for Swole Text, you would be getting them. So sign up again. Make sure you put in the right number and all that stuff. Just double check. Sometimes there's an autocorrect or something like that. But anyone that signs up for Swole Text will get it. Members only, of course. All right, Jamie, Papa Solio, I said, what are you promising yourself to work on this week, and how are you going to execute that? And I got this emoji with the shrug. I got the, who knows? All right. So I said, think and respond. And then Jamie says, just kidding. I'll be for sure doing a better job at going to complete failure. Okay. Still a little bit vague. Going to complete failure. I don't know what complete failure is. There's no such thing as complete failure. There's just failure. So there's no complete failure. There's no, oh, there's one rep in the tank, zero reps, and there's failure. Failure is failure. It's like saying wet water. Water is wet. There's no water that's more wet than other water. You can make an argument about solute concentration. I get it, but you know, water is wet, period. So how are you going to go to failure? How many sets? Once in your workout, on the last set, on the first set, and then a back off set. How are you going to do that? So remember, get specific with it. Water's moist. Sheila, what are you promising to work on yourself this week, or work yourself, or promising yourself to work on this week? And how are you going to execute that? And if you're live and you didn't get the Swole Text, or you didn't respond in time, or whatever it is, you could drop in the comments. So everyone that's live, maybe you're not a member, drop in the chat right now. What are you doing? So what are you promising, everyone that's watching live? What are you promising yourself to work on this week? And how are you going to execute that? So wherever you're watching, Telegram chat, Rumble, YouTube, make sure you drop that in the chat, and then we'll get to some of those responses. So put it out there. It'll help reinforce that promise. Sheila says, getting more protein by adding foods with higher amounts of protein. Okay. And I said, like what? How are you planning on preparing that for consumption in advance? Be specific. How much protein? 2 meals? 6 meals? And then I got a nice long message response from Sheila. So she thought it through. And again, this is a practice, right? I'm helping you get specific with your goals. I'm helping everyone get specific with their promises, which is going to help that being executed. It's going to make that a reality. It's going to formulate that picture. It's not going to be a vague, blurry memory. It's going to be a list. It's going to be something actionable. All right. Sheila says, I want to get 40 to 50 grams of protein per meal. I'm struggling with that. I do well with breakfast, but struggle for lunch and dinner. I'm going to plan better for each meal. I find myself grabbing tuna and yogurt for lunch, but I'm going to add a protein shake. I tend to not pack enough for lunch at work. Same with dinner. I don't plan for enough protein. I am going to start actually writing down what I need to eat so I do better. Okay. Still vague, but at least we have an idea of what the problem is. So one of the real things is, first, you have to isolate the problem. You have to get specific with the problem. Get specific with the issue. And then only then can you get specific with the answer. Okay? I want to get more protein in. Okay, so what's the problem with you getting more protein in? Well, it's preparation. Guess what? You need to meal prep. You're trying to get 40 to 50 grams of protein per meal. And Sheila, if I'm not mistaken, you are a female. That's challenging. That's challenging for a dude. That's a lot. You probably will have to go, instead of breakfast, lunch, and dinner, it sounds like you're on a 3-meal-a-day paradigm. Sounds like you have to go 4 to 6, and then you can get 20 to 30 grams a meal. You have to eat more frequently, smaller meals, focusing on protein. All right. Yogurt, depending on what kind of yogurt, probably not a good choice. Most yogurt's pasteurized and lower quality. If you're getting raw yogurt, that could be something, but very few people actually drink, you know, and get high quality dairy. Tuna, not the best choice in my opinion. High in mercury and BPAs, and you know, it's just not the best source. It's higher in protein. It's easy. I get it. I used to eat a lot of tuna, but I definitely don't do it now. So you just have to prepare more. You're not preparing your food. You're trying to jam all your protein intake into 3 meals, which might not be realistic for you. All right, you could do a shake. You can eat these foods. I'm not saying you can't have that, but preparing is going to be everything. So if you say that you're going to plan better for each meal, blah, blah. What do you say? I tend to not pack enough for lunch at work. Well, why? Just saying. But why? Why do you tend to not pack enough for lunch? You're in control of that, all right? So these are the things that we have to recognize. Sheila's in control of those things. Why are you not packing? Why are you shooting yourself in the foot? You're trying to get enough protein, but you're not packing enough. Why not? Why don't you pack extra? Why don't you have this container of chicken or ground beef? Like, seriously, get a cooler. You could have wheels. You could drag that into work. That's fine. You don't have to carry a little brown paper lunch bag. Get a big container, big glass container, and you fill it with protein. Just fill it with protein and just bring it to work. And you have, you know, 8 chicken breasts or something in there, or steak or ground beef or burger patties. And then you just take 1 or 2 out when you eat. You have it all there. I'm just saying there's different ideas. I used to eat and get all my protein and do all that stuff, and I was out of the house for like 18 hours a day. I would bring a rolling fridge with me. I'm not saying you have to do that, but if you want to get it done, there's ways to get it done. And a lot of people think about what other people think about, oh, well, I'm bringing all this food in. People are going to talk or point fingers. Or I'm going to be the only one that does. Yeah, well, you have to get over that. If you want to get outsized results that's unique and that most people don't have because most people don't try and most people don't put in the work, then guess what? You're going to do what most people don't do. If you want to be, if you want to look and be as healthy as most as everyone else, then do what everyone else does. And you don't want to, trust me, you don't want to do that. All right, Victoria. Victoria, what are you promising yourself to work on this week and how are you going to execute that? My gut health. So, of course, I said get specific. How are you going to improve your gut health? Victoria says, I went on vacation and gave myself permission to try new food in new country. I allowed myself to enjoy gluten-free, dairy, and sugar. I am back on track with no processed food, no gluten, no sugar, only kefir dairy, not gluten-free gluten. So you gave yourself permission to try new food. Look, I don't care for any of the excuses. I really, this stuff doesn't matter. Like, you stay on point, you stay on track, or you don't. Whatever you want to tell yourself. I mean, you're the one that has to be satisfied with or without your progress and whatever. So in other words, do what you need to do to get results, but don't, at least don't lie to yourself why you're struggling or have digestive issues or things like that. I'm not specifically talking to this, but in general. So your gut health, I don't know. This is still vague. It just sounds like trying to justify eating crap on vacation, which, okay, that's Victoria's choice. That's fine if that's what she wants to do. But again, how are you going to, I still don't know the answer. So I guess you're not going to be eating processed sugar, gluten and stuff. That will improve your gut health. Okay. So that's kind of general, but maybe it was a general leads to general, I suppose. But good. Good. Stay focused, stay on track. Good for you. I'm assuming you probably did that and felt like shit. So the only reason you would think about your gut health is if your gut gets jacked up. And yeah, if you don't eat that stuff for a while and you eat it, you're going to feel fucked up. So hopefully you feel okay and glad to hear you're back on track. Brian says, I'm out of town all week and staying at a swank hotel. The gym is amazing, much better than the shithole I normally work out at. I plan on hitting the sauna every day after each workout and swimming first thing when I wake up. I plan on following my maximum swole split as I usually do. Going to hit a couple personal bests, which seem to come each week as I work this sweet ass program. Of course, I'm going to get some much needed R&R. I eat. Good stuff. All right. Again, these are everything that the Swole Fam is promising themselves to work on. Dylan says, I just got my gym access. I have started building my home gym. So this week I'm going to begin hammering out the last of my workout plan and schedule. Okie dokie. Good stuff. Dylan, glad to hear it. Jeff, I'm promising myself to work on my consistency. I've been terrible at that. Always finding weak ass excuses. I spent today working on meal prep, so I won't have the lack of time as an excuse on nutrition. I have a week off while switching jobs, going to get up at the same time as usual and go to the fucking gym. No more excuses. I wouldn't accept that for my kids. So there is no reason to accept it from myself. Indeed. Jen says week one is in the bag. This week, I plan to clean up my nutrition more and really get that going. Making a plan and sticking to it helped so much this week. No matter what the day brings, I will pause and make time for myself and block out the noise until I'm done. Brain gains has also helped this week, and I will and I will decompress after my long days ahead with that as well. Forward we go to week two. Let's fucking go. Kat says, I am promising myself a solid week of meal prep with good choices. This week will be baked chicken with a spring stew consisting of barley, dandelion, plantain, wild onion, and potato. Potato. I can't say potato without saying it like that. Then fruit if I want something sweet. We'll also be having a protein shake after each workout. I will be doing 5 days of mobility and 2 days of maximum swole. Thank you for creating such an awesome community that is always there for support. Swole Fam is the best. I agree. Swole Fam is the absolute bee's knees and the nits tits. 100%. Join the Swole Fam today, fam. By the way, SwoleNormousX.com. Join us. We have, oh my God, all the programs you can imagine, yoga. We had new releases that we're going to announce after this that are available for members. So join the fam today. Start Maximum Swole, 90-day dash. Jump into Swole Season or Scorched Earth. Swole Mastery. We've got a lot of programs for you. Perfect time of year. It's March. Spring's coming. It's starting to get warmer. Everyone's like, oh, shit. They look down. Still can't see your dick or your clit. Oh, boy. I need to get this shit going before it's beach season. Yep. Time to get on it. Lacey says, well, you will love this answer. Either hill sprints or sandbag sled circuits 3 times a week. How am I going to do it? I'm just going to do it. My brain doesn't work well with baby steps. If I say I'm going to do it, I do it. Well, good, Lacey. That means do it. Do it.
We choose truth over facts.
Do it. So, Lacey, I don't have any doubt that you're going to do. That's one thing. When I see Lacey's name, I have no doubt when she says, I'm going to do sled circuits or hill sprints. Lacey's going to do that. Like, she's going to do it. Let's not be ridiculous. Like, that's going to happen. I have faith. I don't need faith. I just know she's going to do it. Leslie says, I'm promising myself and my husband that we will finish our chicken pen this week. Ooh, I can't wait to get chickens. We went and bought the rest of the lumber, wire, and concrete today. He and his boss are taking the day tomorrow to put the posts in the ground. My job is to be the go-getter and to help with fencing once the posts are in the ground. The plan is laid. The materials are here. Now it's time to execute. Let's go. Let's get a little American for chickens. I can't wait to get some chickens here. I'm so excited. We're going to get chickens too. Mike says, Papa Swole, I will work on maximizing my recovery. I will continue to do yoga on my recovery days to make it more active. I will take cold showers on my recovery days to help. I will also continue to perform my maximum swole workouts. Alrighty. Good. Good for you, Mike. Nancy says, managing stress. Work is really stressful at the moment, so I'm going to make sure I get enough sleep, get to the gym, work out every day, even if it's only for a little bit each day to get some relief. Now, these are all good responses. Again, if I really want to break each one down, they're still not specific. It's just still kind of general, right? Make sure you get enough sleep. Nancy, what does that mean? What's getting enough sleep for you? Is that 6 hours? Is that 10 hours? What does that mean? What time do you have to go to sleep to get enough sleep? Right? What time do you have to get to sleep? If you're going to wake up at a certain time, like, what's that going to look like? And this is not something that, I would like to see that in the text messages, but so much and so far as you all are listening to the episode and hearing my response, just make sure you get a little bit more granular. All right. How are you going to do that? Again, this is not how. This is just a general idea. This is like saying, I want to get in shape. I'm going to be healthier this week. Okay. What the fuck does that mean? I'm going to work out every day. What are you going to do? How long? What time? What are you going to do? What exercises? How many reps? What equipment are you going to use? Like, let's get into it. All right. Get to the gym, work out every day, even if it's only for a little bit each day. Well, what does that mean? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Get specific. Sheena, I have let my sleep slide a bit, so I'm going to fix that by setting an alarm to go the fuck to sleep by 11 p.m. I will also not allow myself to tell such lies as just 5 more minutes. Which turns into an hour or more. Good for you. So that's a little more specific. Getting to sleep at 11 p.m. I like it. That's much more specific. Good for you. All right, let's get into some of those new releases. Are you ready, Beaches? Let's get some DJ air horns and hit all the scores.
What the hell kind of country is this where I can only hate a man if he's white?
I'll hate a man no matter what color he is if he's stupid. I'll hate them all. If you don't go to the fucking gym, I'll hate them all. I don't care what color you are. That soundboard's hilarious. Okay, let's get into it. Who's ready for some new releases? And if you have any questions, we'll take some questions as they come through, if they come through. So just be specific with those. Let's see what we got over here. We got the church. Oh, churchy.
Aww.
You're still, she's been snuggling all day. She's been super snuggly. Ooh, good scratchies. Ah, very nice. And then we have the Tainty Boy. He's so cute.
Aww.
Aww. All right, hashtag SwoleFam for a chance to win today's Swole card. Let's get into some new releases. We got three new recipes. Three new recipes. We drop new recipes every single week. So let's do the first one. I'm not sure if we are going to guess this one.
What's in the box?
It might be the right size. Oh, well, let's just zoom back out. Air fryer sweet potato. We got a new recipe. Air fryer sweet potatoes. Those of you that use that. Air fryer sweet potato. Very nice. Moving on to the second one. Let's see what we got here. Can we zoom in? Ooh, what's this? We like to guess. All right, so we started off with air fryer sweet potato. Let's do the next one. What do you think this is? Drop that in the chat. What do you think this is? Let's get a guess. New releases for members. Join the fam, SwoleNormousX.com. We do three new recipes. We have thousands of recipes in the kitchen. We also have the Nutrition Jumpstart, the Elimination Diet. We help you walk you through the Elimination Diet so you can cut out all these inflammatory foods. And really, remember, it's customizing your nutrition. It's really figuring out what foods work best for you and really discovering your allergens and your sensitivities. So we don't do all the micromanaging of macros and calorie counting. That solves itself if you're focusing on eating quality animal proteins. You know, your body will reset its satiety mechanisms. And with proper habits, you know, these things solve themselves. They really do. It's not as complicated as everyone makes it out to be. People just don't want to actually get to the root cause because it takes more effort. All right. Everyone wants to eat the same old garbage that they eat by measuring it on a scale. I'm like, ooh, I can still have a little bit of heroin. I can still have a little bit of cookies and a little bit of this, and this fits my macros. It's just a bullshit cope for people to maintain their bad habits and try to justify them. So eat better, stuff your face with quality food. You'll get full, shocker. All right, let's go here. Let's see. We got chicken or fish, shrimp. Some people say chicken. If you said chicken, you are correct. This is chicken breakfast sausage. All right. We like some sausage.
Because chicken?
Everyone here loves a some salchicha.
The little rascal has spirit.
Chicken breakfast sausage. All right. No hate. No hate on the chicken breakfast sausage. Good. 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 All right. What else we got here? Ooh, come on now. I don't even think we have to run a guess here. I'm just going to announce this one. That's pretty obvious. Rosemary and garlic roast beef. Everyone's going to say roast beef. So very nice. Rosemary and garlic roast beef. Let's recap those designs, these recipes. Air fryer sweet potato. We also have chicken breakfast sausage and rosemary and garlic roast beef. Rosemary is great when you're cooking up a steak. So very good recipes today. I love it. Chicken breakfast sausage, air fryer sweet potato, rosemary and garlic roast beef. No vegetables or carrots or anything offensive like that. Very nice. I think everyone can agree. Okay, B-Shez, we have a scheduling announcement coming up at the end. We have a merch release. We have a yoga class, brand new yoga class. But first, we have the featured classes. So when you join SwoleNormousX, when you join the Swole fam, there's like 360 or 370 yoga classes. There's hundreds of workouts and masterclass. There's so much stuff, which is great. You can go through and you can really choose whatever you want to do and help customize. And you have all the private groups, the Telegram chat, the Facebook group, and discussion boards and everything that we really help you narrow down in addition to the programming and the Get Started series to figure out what works best for you and how we can help you customize things and all that stuff. So that's where the Swole Fam really shines. But we also have the Swole Studio. So it's kind of like when you go to a restaurant and you open up a menu, you'll see the entrees, you'll see the steak, and you see the chicken or the fish and the big meals. But then you see appetizers. I just want to sit down, get something quick, and just kind of nibble while we talk and, you know, settle in while we look at the menu and see what we want for an entree. So that's what the Swole Studio is. So when you join the Swole fam, maybe you're a member, maybe you've been a member for 3, 4, 5 years, but you just don't want to search through the yoga studio. You just like, I want to do something different. Maybe I haven't done. what is recommended? What's the highlight? What's the spotlight for the week? That's what the Swole Studio is. So we feature a Swollen 7, a Swollen 7, a workout, and a yoga class every single week where you can just log in, go to that section, and boom, here's what we're featuring. So if you want to do something like that, you don't have to think. Sometimes it's nice to just be like, oh, let me try this. I never would have chosen that on my own. Let me give that a look-see. So we have a featured Swollen 7 for the week is Swollen 7 Mobility Round 1. A lot of people have done this one. This is like old school. We also have Legs Ignite number 4. So that's fucking awesome. Super stoked. And we have Express Recovery Flow. Did we do that already? Oh, did I just announce that? Well, there you go. There's the new yoga class. All right, so this is the new yoga class. So I was going to drum roll this one, but it doesn't matter. Round of applause. I exposed myself.
Emotional, damn
it. I whipped it out too early. You guys know how it goes. Recovery flow for quads. So, man, how many of you... This is going to be a great class. I can't wait to do this one. My quads have absolutely been fundamentally fucked. After like 2 weeks ago, I did a leg workout and I'm still sore. I did a quad workout the other day, but I'm still sore. Not from this past one. I'm still sore from the one like 2 weeks ago. It's like deep in there. I don't know how I'm going to get something in there. Something in there is really sore. Express recovery flow for quads with Alex. Already looks great. I love this pose. I do this all the time. So definitely check this out. It's available now for members. Okay, let's move on. We have a merch release. So should we do the merch release? Or should we do the scheduling announcement? Let's do the announcement. All right, this Thursday, episode is private. So as many of you know, if you want to watch full episodes of The Daily Swole, you need to subscribe over on Rumble, rumble.com/The Daily Swole. We're doing the Ask Papa Swolio on Sunday and the Monday Accountability Monday on multiple platforms. But during the week, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday's episodes, the balls deep portion. If you want to watch the entire show, you got to make sure you subscribe over on Rumble. So we have a roundtable this Thursday. So that's private only for members. SwoleNormousX.com. Join the fam today. Roundtable 64 at 6 p.m. So that's March 14th. My God, we're already in the middle of March. March 14th, this Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern time, live call starts at 6 p.m. Eastern time, goes from 6 to 8. So be there for that. We record it, we upload it so you can listen to it later, but be there. And we love to go over what people were focusing on this week, answer any questions, go over tons of stuff. We'll talk about anything. It's just a free flowing conversation, whatever comes up, whatever people want to discuss and have on their mind. It's just a free conversation, free flowing conversation with myself and other members of the fam. We do it every 2 weeks. So roundtable 64 this Thursday at 6 p.m. And also when you join the Swole fam, you can listen to previous roundtables. It's a great thing to listen to in the background. There's so many absolute gems. I don't even remember one from the other. I just remember certain conversations. I don't remember when they were, what number roundtable it was, but man, they're so good. So we have 63 other ones. It's all on Swole TV. You can listen to them all. It's great. They're awesome. So if you haven't yet, check out some of the previous roundtables if you join. But definitely catch this one. Okie dokie. Okay, here we go. Oh, we got a merch release. All right, last one, merch release. Any questions, you could drop them in the chat. And a reminder, If any questions come in, if you guys drop some biceps and gorillas, if you want some merch, new merch releases. We do have new merch releases. Of course, go to papaswolio.com and all the time you get 20% off new release. Now, hold on. Let me scroll down and see if that's up already. All right. This release is not actually up yet. It should be. All right, so I didn't want to show it before I announced it. So 20% off all new releases over at papaswolio.com. So whether you're a member or not, you can get 20% off all the new drops. So here are some of the best sellers. Again, we got Muscle Alphabet, Barbell Girl, Super Swole Bros, Gaindolf, Depth Vader, Teenage Mutant Lifting Turtles, You Can't Lift With Us, Swole Signal. Like, we got so much stuff, all right? Forest Pump, Back to the Fucking Gym. So new releases are always 20% off, and do not miss out on that. I don't want to reload the page because I don't want to show you. I don't want to show you before we drop the new merch release, but go check it out, papasolio.com. 20% off. And if you want to get something else that's not in new releases, you could use code Daily Swole for 10% off. All right, brand new merch release. Sir Bear PC says, what new fire things can I cover my nips with? Well, let me say, we have a couple major designs that we're just tweaking. So the next few weeks, let me tell you, the next few weeks, we drop, who drops new merch every week? Let me pause for a second. Who drops new merch every single week? Now, we do new yoga classes every week. We do 3 new recipes. Like, it just became a thing where we just have new fucking designs and merch every week. It's insane. And if I told you, if I showed you the note file for how many things that we have in design, if I showed you that file, you'd be like, what the fuck is this? It's just a massive list. There's just hundreds and hundreds of things that are on the docket. And there are some that I've been, there are some designs I can't wait to release. It's like my holy grail. There are some designs that we haven't gotten right. And I've been getting like drafts and samples from like 2 years. I don't put out anything that I don't like. I have to approve them to be like, all right, that's good. Or if something's off, we don't post it. And for some of these, sometimes when you're doing a design, sometimes there's just something off. It's a good design. It's a good drawing. It's a good structure. Like, it's good, but there's just something missing. And I don't know what that is. And if I don't know what that is, we just won't post it. We'll tweak things and just kind of adjust it. And sometimes we'll start with something and I'll keep on making adjustments, you know, 5-6 times, and then end up like, no, I like the original better. And then we just ditch it and go back with the original. Sometimes you have to change things in order to realize, you know, that the first one was the best one. But, you know, you definitely gotta, some of them, there's a couple designs, I can't say it because I want to announce them, I want to get them done, but there's a couple that every time we get the sample, it's like, it's not it. No, that's not good. We need to get another artist. We need to find something else. So, but I'm excited. There's so many. All right. This one is, you're not going to expect this one. No one expects this one. This is a very simple one, but very cool. Very cool design. Very.
What's in the box?
If you like space, you'll like this one. Fam, this kind of goes with the Buzz Swolier design to the fucking gym and beyond. This is great. A little play on the NASA logo. We got the GTTFG. I like that one. I like this one. Very simple. It's a cool design. NASA's got a cool design. Everyone likes space and stars and red lines and shit. And everyone likes going to the fucking gym, where they should. You shouldn't like them. All right, people like NASA shit. All right, who doesn't like space exploration? GTTFG, it's just a cool design. So, fam, go and check it out over on papasolio.com. 20% off new releases. That's a great one. We have a bunch of like famous text and brand logos that we're going to be working on. Like, it's a whole series. Like, so we focus on certain things. Sometimes it's a certain time of year. We want to make sure we get all the America 4th of July stuff done now, March, April, because May, June, July is going to be, you know, it's summer swole and it's guns, bacon, and freedom. So we've got a lot of other things like that coming. Is it the Spanish Inquisition? Nobody expects that. History of the Gains, History of the Gym, Part 1. Yeah. No one expects a Spanish Inquisition. No one. The Inquisition. The Inquisition. All right, let me see what we got here. Is it on the site? It is. It's right under Back to the Fucking Gym, Forest Pump, and Fuck Your Pink Drink. It's pink drink season. Fuck your pink. I got to wear the Fuck Your Pink Drink merch. It's pink drink season, isn't it? All right. GTTFG NASA design is there. We have also new releases. Make Shaming Great Again, which I really think we need to. People aren't going to change if they don't have shame. I Warm Up With Your Max, SpongeBob Swole Pants. Go to the fucking gym. We got the picture design, the text design, Dora the Explorer. We got the Vamos al Puto Gimnasio and the shred design. Yo, I don't know which is better, the new releases section or the all-time bestseller section. I mean, I think the bestsellers, but my God, do we have awesome merch. I love it. Also, if you are interested, if you don't know, if you're on the page, you'll see this on Instagram, you'll see this everywhere, but Papa Swolio, that's me. I'm on Cameo. So if you want a roast, a personalized video, you want to send something to your friend, tell them to go to the fucking gym, congratulate them on, you know, acing their final exams or getting that new job promotion, but they should still go to the fucking gym and stay focused, whatever it is, check it out. Cameo.com/Papa Swolio. That's a link right there on the apparel page. So you can go and click that if you are interested. Get a custom video you can watch before you go to the fucking gym, or if you're not feeling like getting up and getting after it, I will make sure that you go. I will yell at you, a personalized custom video to make sure you're staying focused and getting after it, whatever it is. So check it out on Cameo, and plus you could scroll down and check out the menu. We got programs over there also if, you know, you want individual programs. Flags are goated, and tons of new stuff. And if you've never been to the newer site, we redid this a little while ago, so you can check it out all at the top. You can check out all the items. We got ringtones, mugs, hats, baby onesies, kids' t-shirts, all sorts of stuff. And of course, 20% off all new releases all day long. All right, fam. Are you ready? So make sure you hit the thumbs up button, subscribe to the page. We got a Swole card to give away. We got a Swole Fam Swole card to give away. And if there's any questions in the comments, I will jump all over that. Let's raffle this beach off. Who's going to get it? I don't know, Falcon. Why don't you pick someone? Swole fam. Hashtag swole fam. Hashtag. All right. We got a winner, I do declare. Today's winner of the Swole Fam card, I feel like you won one a little while ago, but landed right on you, bro. Mike Dizzle, 1971.
Congratulations!
All right. I feel like Mike Dizzle's on fire. So be it. Mike, send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. Swole card 2866 in the subject, your mailing address in the body of the email. We'll send you the Swole card. Now it's Accountability Monday, but we'll still hit some soundboard requests. So if you got it, man, drop your soundboard requests in the comments below and I'll hit that shit. Oh yeah, I'll hit that shit. You know I will. Aww.
I don't know how to put this, but kind of a big deal.
That's Pinkston Churchill, everyone. Pinkston Churchill, everybody.
Shut up, bitch! I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay!
I will rain down on a godly fucking firestorm upon you.
The eyes, Jingle. Never mind.
Look at those toe beans. For
the
real.
The Almighty says, don't change the subject, just answer the fucking question.
All right, Mike. Mike, I'll answer that question in a second. Mike's got a question. We'll answer it after the piano cut. I don't want to yell over the music just in case you guys can't hear it. Franklin, loud noises. Good choice.
Loud noises!
Look at that church. Look at that church. Rock and roll, baby. That's rock and roll, baby. Rock and roll, baby. Cobain. Oh, churchy. I guess.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Sir Bear, you said change the app you get texts with? It's an SMS, so if it's an app, you might not get it. Don't you just have like a phone? Just give your number. you might not get it if it's not an SMS. So make sure it's an SMS text message app or whatever. I have an iPhone, so I just get messages on my messages. Got it. Coast to coast. You. All right, nailed it. All right, so getting back to... Very nice. Getting back to Sir Bear. I don't know if that will work. So it's an SMS message, so I don't know what apps people use as like a fake virtual number. I don't know if that will work, so that could be the problem. What shirt is Church wrapped up with today? This is not even Papa Swolio merch. Oops, sorry, baby. She's not even wrapped up with it. This is just a raggedy old t-shirt that I have. I think it's an Arnold shirt. Oh, yeah, it got, like, stained. Oh, that is not that does not smell good. This is just a come with me if you want to lift. There you go. Give her a little blanket. Come with me if you want to lift. Okay, let's see here. She was wrapped in the I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps shirt for a while. But then, like, a week or two ago, I accidentally spilled. I just a beautiful cup of coffee. Put some raw cream in it and then knocked it over. Oh, fam, how many of you have like electronic equipment? Now I have like a 30 slot of like USB. I have my headphone amp. I have my stream decks. I have all my stuff. We're talking butter coffee, like not butter, but like cream coffee, just over, like dripping down the back. I have power strips down there. It was a hot mess. So I grabbed the shirt and I was like dabbing it off. I don't even know where it is. Probably just I threw in the wash, but yeah, that was like a week or two ago. So it was emergency shirt. So it was perfect. I know I was more pissed about the coffee because it was hot and I was just ready to take a sip. And I moved over because I was moving some things. I had some more glasses over here than I usually do. And I tightened up too much and I knocked it all over. So it sucked. Shameful. Okay. Mike Dizzle, 1970 Schwamm. Congratulations on your swole card victory. I should get the Johnny Drama sound. Victory! From Entourage. Papa Swolio, any supplements or food that you can recommend to help combat bad gut health? Constipation is rough. Kefir, my guy. Bone broth is fantastic for leaky gut and for repairing gut, so glutamine can be beneficial in supplementation. Bone broth is great, but raw kefir, if you can get it. You can make your own or you can buy it, raw kefir. You can get kefir from the store, grass-fed and finished if you can. Like maybe Whole Foods have it or Sprouts or something. But gut health? Yeah, magnesium is good for constipation, but that doesn't fix gut health. So you really want to get... You don't want to take all the stuff at once, but magnesium supplementation will absolutely help with constipation. If you take magnesium citrate, you'll shit yourself. Like you want to get rid of that constipation. Magnesium citrate... Boo-wee! Yeah, it'll come out. Sheena says, if you drink too much kefir, constipation will be the last thing you experience. Yeah, so you might be low on magnesium, could be low on hydration, could be need of some probiotics like kefir. Bone broth is great. All these things I just said are fantastic. So you can get kefir pre-made. It's better if you get low temp or raw because pasteurized kefir is like drinking soda. Yeah, you're getting pasteurized dairy. You're just drinking like sugar water. You're losing all the beneficial probiotics. You know, when store-bought like pasteurized milk goes bad, it smells sour, smells disgusting. When we have raw milk that goes a little bit long, it barely even stinks. It doesn't even get rotten that much. It just starts smelling a little bit more like cheesy. It's because you have, when you're pasteurizing, you're killing all the bacteria. So you're just getting this like rotten sugar water. When you have raw dairy, it just changes. Like it'll just start fermenting a little bit and it'll start smelling like a little bit like a little funky, but you don't get the same kind of like, you know, sour milk. You don't get the, it's nauseating. It's disgusting when you have pasteurized milk that rots, but raw dairy, it just starts like developing, I should say. So we get a lot of raw dairy from a couple farms and we have raw cheese. We have raw cream. We make raw kefir. We have raw milk. So when we eat raw butter, so when we have the dairy in different forms, it all kind of tastes the same. It tastes really similar. The raw butter kind of tastes like the raw milk. It's just a different amount of fat, a different amount of protein, a different like, you know, culture. The raw cheese kind of tastes like the raw dairy and the raw cream, just a little cheesier. You know, so it's really just different cultures that are added to the same product. It all starts with the same milk. The raw cream will be separate in like a milk separator. So they'll separate the raw cream from the raw milk, and then they'll change that into like raw cream when it gets into, when it gets a little bit funky, it starts tasting a little bit like cottage cheese a little bit more. Like it just, it's different. But you start realizing how gross pasteurized milk is, because you don't, I've never gotten the same kind of, and it's totally fine. Like sometimes I'll have milk, but it's after the expiration date, but it's raw. It might taste a little bit like, it's a little, okay. It's definitely not fresh as it should be, but it's not vile and disgusting and make you sick. It just, you could just tell that the bacteria or the cultures in it and stuff have just, you know, changed the balance over time, which happens. That's why you refrigerate it, and after over time, like, you know, these bacteria start to like grow and develop and become outsized in ratios, and then starts to taste different. So yeah, Miller's Biopharm is fantastic. Miller's Biopharm, Dutch Meadows, all these like Amish, like Pennsylvania farms, amazing raw dairy. We have a couple local down here in Florida. There's a couple of places where we can get raw dairy too. So fantastic stuff. So anyway, all those are great ideas. Mike, most people are magnesium deficient. So that's a great thing to look into. Yeah. Raw cheese is amazing. You want to get the lowest temperature possible. Dutch Meadows is under, I think, 102 degrees. Projector, why wasn't the Daily Swole available on YouTube last 3 months? Because of censorship. So stopped streaming for a few months, and I really am still not 100% on streaming to YouTube again. But I'm just doing it to remind people that we're on Rumble. So the full show will never be on YouTube again. But like today's episode, nothing's really offensive or controversial. And with Ask Papa Swole on Sundays, I just decided, you know what, I want to remind people. And plus, I wanted to get people used to using Rumble, because that's where the full show is going to be. It's a better platform, and I support free speech, so YouTube can suck my nuts. Got tired of putting tons of effort into a platform that doesn't give reach, doesn't show it to my subscribers, you know, and then start censoring for factual information that I'm providing. So I took that as a big fuck you after creating thousands of videos for YouTube. And I'm not saying I'm the biggest creator on it, but none of the platforms are getting reach, and it's just really... I was over it. So, but I want to remind people, because I don't know why people haven't switched over to use Rumble. It's just, it's so much better as it's growing without the manipulation. So make sure that you subscribe over there. So let's say tomorrow's show, the balls deep portion, it'll cut off after the, so it behooves you to watch on Rumble. That way you don't have to switch. There's no point in watching on YouTube and then switching to Rumble. So you'll only get the full shows, especially the weekly shows where we go into the balls deep videos and stuff like that. That's only going to be on Rumble. So that's why. All right. So just a reminder to go subscribe, rumble.com/thedailyswole. But I decided to dip my toes back in. But again, maybe tomorrow I'll change my mind and not stream. But chances are I will, because I said I would. But just make sure that you subscribe over there, because it's always going to be over there. The Daily Swole Telegram chat, as well as Rumble, will always have the full shows. So Dewey says, YouTube can suck my nuts would be a great shirt. I agree. Anything with suck my nuts at the end is a great shirt. So I agree. We should do like a whole suck my nuts series. Hey, Brandon, suck my nuts.
Come on, man.
let's see. Sir Bear PC, I have gotten way more notifications since the Rumble switch than I ever did on YouTube. And that's the bummer, right? That was really the bummer. When you have... let's say, again, not saying it's the biggest channel, but when you work hard to get, let's say, 150 or, you know, 1,000 subs on this enormous channel, or 26 or 27 or where the hell it is here, and then no one gets notified, people that subscribe, like, it literally should be, it's like, what's the point of a fucking subscription? It's retarded. Why do I subscribe to a channel? Because I want to see the content. Oh, I'm going to subscribe. So if they post a video, fucking let me know. Show me. And if you're getting too many notifications, then stop subscribing to so many things, right? This is what you do. Remember, I mean, some of you probably don't remember, but you order magazines, right? You used to have magazine subscriptions or newspaper subscriptions. You get a ton of stuff in the mail. Oh my God, I get too many magazines. I can't read them all. So you cancel some. You cancel subscriptions. What happened to people that cancel subscriptions? If you're getting too many notifications, then subscribe to 5 channels. And then you'll get those every time. If you subscribe to a channel, if I subscribe to a channel, I want to be shown, if I open the app, I want to be shown whatever that channel has done. That's why I subscribe to it, because I want to see their shit. So it's like, why do you try hard to get subscriptions and to get people, hey, they know my show. Oh, I love this show. I love the podcast, or I want to check out these videos. Let me subscribe. And they never fucking see it. It's like, what's the point? There is no point. So I just stopped caring. But then again, if YouTube bans me or blocks me, it's like, well, fuck you. I don't want to stream to it anyway. But I don't want to get banned. I don't want to get blocked. But it pissed me off when I was literally reading a factual article and they blocked me for a week. So I was like, fuck you. I'm not going back. And decided, I'm like, all right, maybe I'll start streaming again. But I wanted to get people used to Rumble and wanted to let people know that that's where it's going to be. So Sunday and Monday might be the probably, you know, this will be the only shows where you'll get the full thing here on YouTube. So rumble.com/thedailyswole. If you want to catch the full episode, Spotify, also, you can watch the video. Make sure you leave a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcast, all that stuff. Cerny said, I got tired of not being able to comment without getting kicked off YouTube. I know. You can't say shit. Remember we do like hashtag swole sluts and stuff like that, and YouTube would ban you. Yeah, it was just brutal. But again, I know some people just aren't going to download Rumble for whatever reason. It's like, okay. And I tried streaming to X for a little bit. Leslie says should add an X logo on the screen. Yeah, I stopped streaming to X. I did it for a week or two. It just, no one was over there watching it. I'm going to post clips. I think I see why people don't stream live unless you have a massive following. It doesn't seem to be really worthwhile to stream on X. But I'm open to doing it again. I tried it for a little bit. It just wasn't worth the additional effort. I don't think anyone's watching on X. Anyone was really watching. Maybe people are popping in a little bit. Oh, they see the episode. It's like you could see a clip and then go subscribe on Rumble or Spotify. I think that's much more effective. X is just, it seems like it's more of a platform still for like quick things, quick videos, this, that, and the other, which I get. It's totally fine. So I'm open to doing it again. Tried it a little bit, but Rumble is Rumble's home base. So make sure you subscribe there. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow for 2867. Join the fam, SwoleNormousX.com. Get access to all the new releases. Remember, 20% off PapaSwoleYo.com. New drop, the NASA design, GTTFG in space. It's an awesome design. Everyone loves NASA. Go and, well, not everyone. Elon doesn't. Not a big fan of NASA. But go check it out. GTTFG, NASA design, now available. PapaSwoleYo.com. Thanks for being here. Peace, McGee's, Deuce, Magoose, your boy, Papa Swoleyo. Out.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808s, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I give rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they came left and they said,